This morning we had Brother Tom bless us with a song. I was so thankful for that he just felt in his heart to serve Jesus that way. And he sang, "I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today." And maybe he's getting a little frightened that I'm going to ask him to sing it again. But that's not it. I'd like to ask his wife, because I seem to have heard that this particular passage of Scripture had some impact on her experience with the Lord. And so I think we would all like to hear, if you don't mind sharing something about that with us, Sister Mary.
When I graduated from high school, there was a minister who was at one of the occasions that we had, and he spoke about from the Bible. I grew up Catholic, and so I did hear scripture reading in the Catholic Church, but not really teaching straight from the Word of God. So this man spoke. He was a Presbyterian minister, and he was so interesting. Of course, he spoke about the Word of God. He's talking about the life of David and trying to impart something to the senior class that they could take with them in life. I don't even know what his point was, but I just know that he struck me as somebody who knew God. So I started going to his church. Now I was Catholic, so I'd go to the Catholic church first, and then I'd go to his service. And at the beginning of every sermon, or at the end of every sermon, he would read this verse: "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." Now, I was 19, and I didn't get saved till I was 25. But God used this verse. That was the first verse that became alive to me in God's word. And we lived in farm country, and I would pass these fields. I would see the wheat growing and the alfalfa growing. I would see the corn growing, and then I would see it's not there anymore. And this verse would come to me, that my life was passing away too. And that verse was just the first verse that God used to bring me to salvation. Now that's funny, isn't it? It doesn't say a thing about Jesus. It's in the Old Testament. Some people think that doesn't count. But here is the verse that God used, the very first verse that came alive to me, and he used this to bring me to salvation. And I'm so thankful for that. Now, that minister was around for 2 years, and he left our little town and went far away, and I've never heard from him again. But God used him at that time to make his word real and alive to me, and I'm so thankful for that.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Mary. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for life. Thank you for your word. Oh, we thank you for your wonderful word. Hallelujah. Let's sing yet together. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. 162. And we like to sing the melody this evening to a Christmas song, "Oh Come Let Us Adore Him." And when we do that, you have to repeat a little bit at the end. You'll see, it comes naturally. Now let's stand on 162.
To you who forever
second verse is from Isaiah 41:10, and because it mentions strength, I'm going to ask you to sing it with me again. Fear not, I am with thee. Oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand upheld by my gracious like to sing something for Sister Lucy and Brother Richie. I think they're our oldest ones here, and I'm so happy that you're able to come along with your son. So glad to see you. And there's a verse to this song that's not here, and I know there are others that know it, so sing with me the verse that's just for them. E'en down to old age, all my people shall prove my sovereign, eternal, unchangeable love. In down to old age, all my people shall prove my sovereign, eternal, unchangeable love. And when glory there shall their temples adore, like clouds they shall still. Pastor Wade Martin, will you please pray with us in closing?
Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful again to have the opportunity to be here and to be able to lift up your name. Father, I thank you tonight for a more sure word that you've given to us, Lord. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. We're thankful, Lord. I especially thank you tonight that Isaiah, when he prayed and he was seeking you, he saw, I saw the Lord high and lifted up,
yes,
and his train filled the temple. The Father, our brother, has shared with us tonight that that glory was revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. And whether it be Isaiah, the Apostle Peter, or anyone, Lord, who taps into that grace and glory, that it changes and transforms their life. Father, we know that that's the foundation upon which we stand.
Yes.
And we're thankful, O God, that you're here to be exalted and glorified and to be revealed into each one of our hearts, Lord. Tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, Lord, and every day of our lives. Help us, O God, to know that this is what we need in this time. Not more programs, not more things to do or to know, but we need Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, that again, in these days that we exalted you tonight, be revealed, Lord, into each and every one of our hearts. We'll give you thanks for it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.